Opening night for the A's and Angels at the newly christened Ricky Henderson Field. Quite the honor for the Hall of Famer. Matt Joyce is one of the newest A's. He gives some defensive supports in the top of the second.
And Joyce makes a terrific catch.
Concentration all the way.
3-2 pitch to Vogt is swung on, hit to deep right field, going back on it. Calhoun turning around, he will watch it hit and go over, and that is gone. A home run by Stephen Vogt.
Now Trout, here's the 2-2. Swung on and blasted a deep left field on its way to the wall and gone.
Chris Davis, and that baby is gone. And Chris Davis has given the A's the lead here in the sixth. That one is belted left center field and deep, and that baby is gone.
Ben Revere has always been a pretty good hitter. Runner goes, and the ball's hit hard to Lowry. One hopper, he's got it, and that's the ball game.
Kendall Graveman turned in six innings of two-run ball with seven strikeouts. And Chris Davis became just the second player in franchise history with two home runs on opening day, joining Jason Giambi from 2000. It all added up to a 4-2 victory over the Angels on opening night. Here is A's skipper Bob Melvin.
I don't know that he hit a ball out in BP this year in spring training, let alone the game, and then hits two balls on a cold night that are no doubters. So there were a few balls that were hit hard tonight that you thought had a chance. When Katie gets them, they end up going out for sure. You know, he knows the league now. He's obviously comfortable with this team. You don't expect him to hit two home runs on opening night, but it's certainly a better start. I can't remember when he hit his first home run last year. And not only that, there were two really big home runs tonight, one to put us ahead and then one to give us a little bit of breathing room. So, I'm not going to put numbers on him where I think he should be, but I think if you were to ask him, he thinks he has the chance to have a better year than he did last year. Everybody needs to contribute. I've been saying that all spring. And, you know, not only did Kendall give us what we needed, we ran some bullpen guys out there, all did what they were asked to do, and, you know, got little bits from everything. So we did a lot of good things, didn't make any mistakes, and that's what it takes to win close games like that. You know, Doolittle comes out throwing 96. We hadn't seen that all spring. But his toughest matchups are going to be Trout and Pujols, so we felt like Madsen was the right guy for that, and, you know, then could see it for the ninth, so worked out. He got off to a late start with us. We rushed him a little bit. He never looked really comfortable. I thought he threw the ball against the Giants that night better than we saw in spring. And then, you know, the plan was if we got to the ninth inning, especially with the right-handers that they have, he was going to pitch the ninth inning. So did what we asked him to do, and you know, he's been in that situation before, but like you said, to be able to go out there in the first game, you know, after a little bit of rough end last year and close it out like that, I know is pretty rewarding for him, makes him feel good, makes us feel good too.
Bob, first time this stadium has seen the automatic four fingers.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the pacing? Did anything change for you?
Oh, it sped the game up dramatically, I think. So, I mean, we'd probably be still sitting here right now. You know what? It I don't know if it actually speeds things up too much, but it makes it easier for the pitchers that, you know, sometimes it's not the easiest thing in the world to do.